Yes, sir, man. You know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. I'm your boy, Shard. And as always, I got my favorite country cousin, my boy, L Boogie.
Yes, Lord. What's that?
Hey, whenever we together, we all Dirt South Phillies. This our podcast. You know what time it is. Before we go any further, shout out to everybody on Instagram who follow the page. Everybody who listened to all the all the major streaming platforms. Fuck, I'm talking about. Sound like TK Duggan when he was on their podcast. That nigga had that fucked up ass tone. Shout out to the Coasters and Ad Trade podcast. Make sure y'all go check them out. This is dope, bro. Hope everybody enjoyed the last episode. Off top, Paul. But everybody.
So we're gonna start that shit early tonight.
I'm just saying, hear what it was called.
We're gonna start that shit early tonight. Okay, you know what we're doing.
But yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed it, man. We back for another session. What's happening? Got the vibes going.
You good people? How y'all doing?
Hey man, today's episode is sponsored by nobody because nobody gives a fuck. Let's get right on into it. What you got for today, man? It's a fact, though. That is a fact.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what you got for today, good bro?
It's fat, meat, greasy. Yes, it is. Now, I like the conversation we were having before we got started, so we might well keep that going.
Okay, so before we started the show, we hadn't got into what me and him normally do and started talking about basketball. Like, when we ain't recording,
we forever talking.
Then we always talk about basketball. Real talk. Why the damn podcast ain't about basketball?
If it ain't music.
Yeah, music.
Is it basketball or music?
That needs to be the podcast. All this other bullshit we've been doing, and we need to switch it up and get back to what we know.
You gotta get back to the roots.
I'm telling you.
Get back to the roots.
But yeah, we were talking about basketball. We were talking about the playoff picture in the West. The Lakers right now, as of recording of this episode, they are in the 7th seed. So I don't know. If that's gonna last, I think. Well, they ain't been like what 2-3 more games though.
I think, yeah.
Oh yeah, so they good. Shit, they got.
Hey man, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings.
Why them nigga ball? They lost all night, but they wasn't nobody playing night, though.
But them young boy is balling out there.
Well, I was gonna say wasn't nobody playing the other night. Everybody now, set out.
You know who else is actually balling in that system? Ooh. Who looks like he did when he was in college?
Ooh.
Harrison Barnes.
You know what? I forgot that nigga was on that team, bro. Dead ass.
Harrison Barnes.
You look at it and you be focused so much on De'Aaron Fox. Because he a stud at point guard.
Yeah.
So I be watching him. I forgot Harrison Barnes was on the fucking team, bro. I'm good to see that, though. Because he a hell of a player. But what we were talking about was the run the Clippers are making to the playoffs and how Westbrook been stepping up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, as of right now, PG ain't playing. So, Westbrook got to step up and play.
He's got to step up now, but do you think that's going to do, is that going to affect when PG come back?
Because PG already like playing with Westbrook. You know, they had that connection in OKC.
True, they did.
They had a good connection in OKC.
It is true.
So he already, that's his point guard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kawhi gonna get Kawhi regardless. Big moments, get a ball. I'm just saying, if it's a big moment, get a ball with that nigga. He'll do the ugly laugh out of that nigga. He look like he laughed like this. That's how he. Then they got the hurt. That nigga laughs like Herman Munster from the Monsters. That nigga got a Herman Munster, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That shit crazy.
But yeah, that, man. I like that playoff run they're going right now. Oh, I like But you know what? I'm a Lakers fan. Not really. Yeah, I am. No, I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm bullshitting it. I'm not.
Damn.
I'm a Kobe fan.
For all these years.
But I ain't even a Lakers fan, bro. I'm a Bull fan, bro. I can't just sit there and turn my back on
the
Bulls.
That's what we grew up on.
I can't turn my back on the Bulls. I grew up rooting for the Bulls. I ain't gonna stop.
You're right.
But I do like other, like, I like players like LeBron James. I like LeBron James. He's one of my favorite players. Steph Curry, one of my favorite players. I like to watch Golden State. You know what I'm saying? I can't watch them two play each other because I don't know who the fuck I'm going to root for. But the Clippers, I ain't really rooting for. I like to see my boy Westbrook go off, though. Kawhi, he is thorough. He going to be the same Kawhi. Yeah. But it's good to see Westbrook because they were dogging Westbrook last year. They dogged shit out of that nigga last year. And then he didn't have to do that.
They really didn't, bro.
They ain't have to do that shit, man.
Like, was it that serious?
Nah, you got to think, man, we're coming off an injury on a brand new team. You playing on the court with LeBron and no AD. You thought AD was going to be out there. That's the only thing I'm trying to keep my eye on right now.
AD?
Yeah, dog. What he going to do? Is he gonna get out there and play? Is he going to stay out there?
Yeah, that's the big issue right now.
I ain't got no confidence in that nigga. I'm going to be 100 with you. Ain't they got, what the name? What the cat they traded for this year? Bamba?
I don't know, but you know they got D'Angelo Russell, too.
Oh, yeah. He cold with it. He cold with it.
Yeah.
Lefty.
That, I don't want to say it like this, but I got to say it like this. That white guy.
Oh, Austin Reed.
Austin Reed, yeah.
He off 15.
Yeah, he been balling.
AR 15 balling.
Yeah.
Malik Beasley balling too.
Malik Beasley balling too. Hey man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. LeBron is the mastermind to this goddamn system now, to this game.
Oh yeah.
He can win this goddamn. If he really wants to.
I don't know if he can win it.
Bro.
I don't know.
Bro, I don't put that pass in there.
I don't, not with, if everybody else play to their highest potential, then I get LeBron
and that's
a
the
shot.
I really believe with this group right here, I really believe they would play to their highest potential.
With that Cleveland.
It puts me in the mind of Miami with those role players.
I knew they were going to win a championship anyway.
I mean, I knew they
were
going to win it.
I mean, you had prime LeBron. That was the, like,
yeah, you had prime
LeBron. That was the belly version of LeBron.
You had prime LeBron, right?
You had prime D-Wade.
But you had prime role players playing to their highest potential.
Yeah. But I say it was more like that Cavalier team that won. To beat Golden State, everybody on that team had to play to their height. Like, this is Golden State, though. You feel me?
Agreed.
All of them had to play to their highest potential. So I compared to that team. Like, that's what it feel like to me with the Lakers.
I can see that.
Because they ain't really got, like, it ain't no three-headed monster like it was in Miami. Then when Ray Allen got there, you can't even say three-headed monster.
Really four.
Four-headed monster out there, dog.
Four-headed beast going.
You feel me? So I'm like, he ain't...
guaranteed shooter to kick it out to.
Guaranteed.
You know that shit was going.
But that bit was guaranteed.
If I kick it to this corner or this wing, I know that shit is going
in. Let me tell you something. When that ball tipped off the rim, and that bitch like, ended
you,
up
you sound like Unk, man.
Going to Ray Allen's
hand.
You
sound like OG Unk, man. Bro. Listen, him. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Right over. Let me tell you something right now. When the ball went off the rim and Miami got it, and them niggas immediately kicked it to Ray Allen.
Everybody caught that bitch.
I knew that bitch was over, bro.
Buckets.
I was like, oh, that bitch good.
Buckets.
That bitch good. I like
buckets.
That. I like and game. Like,
what game. Kills me is... Oh, that's the shot that saved LeBron. Did it really? Did you not pay attention to the plays before that play?
Yeah, the plays. Don't nobody care about the play before that play. It's just like,
so you really can't say that saved LeBron? Like, no, that saved the team.
I tell you what saved LeBron. that goddamn block on Iguodala. That shit does say LeBron.
Did he go get it?
Boy, that nigga came out of nowhere like Batman on a nigga ass. Give me that, give me that shit, nigga. Like, how the fuck you even do that? Like,
damn, they hit his head on the rim.
Bro, that nigga wasn't even in the picture when the nigga started the fast break, bro.
At all.
He wasn't even in the picture, dog. You just saw him start the trail, and I was like, this nigga just might get that shit. That nigga took off and got that shit.
Nigga went and got that shit.
That saved LeBron.
That saved.
That saved LeBron. That shot with Ray Allen was going to happen regardless. If Ray Allen gets his hand on the ball,
it's going.
You got to automatically think he going to hit it.
You got
the fan
who did that once before in Boston.
Yeah, he been doing that his whole life. His whole career been that shot.
He been hitting that type of shot.
Yeah, he is made and groomed
to make that shot.
That's the shot he's supposed to make.
Guaranteed. Like I said, all they had to do was get into his hand.
Yeah, but you see, Crib Body, I think it was Crib Body that got the rebound.
Yeah, Crib Body got the rebound, tipped it out to him.
But that bitch wasn't trying to. Make sure that bitch got no LeBron, no D-Wade, nah, nigga.
I'm kicking that bitch to Ray.
If I was on the court with all the niggas. I was
saying that damn thing.
That nigga right there, boy.
Shoot
that bitch. Everybody crashed the bowl.
Crisp ass goddamn. There you go.
You know what my play to win the game would be?
Walk off that bitch like a nigga. You
know what my play would be to win the game would be? Inbound me ball, everybody go to the bowl itself and then yeah. I'm just go bring this bitch up and give it to him. Everybody go to the basket. Cause shit, he gonna hit that bitch. But yeah, the Lakers in the playoff though. They got the 7th seed. If they stay in the 7th seed, they'll play somebody like Memphis or some shit like that. Which I think they can win that series.
Yeah.
I think they can win that series
just by letting LeBron just overpower. I can't nobody stop him. Him and AD. As long as AD stay healthy. Can't nobody stop him, bro.
AD gotta stay healthy.
He just gotta stay healthy. He stay healthy. He is an unstoppable beast.
You know what we need? We need the bubble AD.
Exactly.
Bubble AD with hell. Bubble AD with hard.
Bro, AD was like, oh my god.
That nigga was dropping niggas off the 3-pointer to win the game and everything. We need that AD.
Yeah. If you have that AD with LeBron and D'Angelo Russell.
You got a young core now.
Called Russell. Hey.
I like D'Angelo.
Don't let it fool you.
You bust your ass for 30 now.
I don't even know what playoff scene is for the Eastern Conference.
You?
I looked at it the other day. I don't really care about the Eastern Conference.
I think Milwaukee got number one. Celtics number two. 76ers three. Which they say Joel B gonna win the MVP this year, bro.
Yeah, that's
who everybody's picking to win the MVP so far. If he don't get it, I'm gonna be like, yeah, y'all fuck that man over. Cavaliers in four.
So that means you need to make some noise this year.
They got number three spot. They only behind Milwaukee and Boston. Top three teams in the East right now. Fourth is Cavaliers. The Knicks in fifth, my nigga. The Nets in the sixth, they in sixth place. Heat in seven. The Hawks hang around eight. Raptors and Bulls in 9-10. So that might be playing right now. The Raptors and the Bulls. Come on, Bull. But
see, you got Atlanta and Miami and the Raptors and the Bulls in the playing right now.
Yeah.
And so they then Boston play the one between Atlanta and Miami. You got Milwaukee. Playing one between Toronto and Chicago. You got Cleveland playing New York, and you got Philly playing Brooklyn.
Brooklyn was hell.
I think it's pretty dope that Brooklyn's still in the playoffs without.
That was a good trade.
You feel me? I think that was pretty dope. But see, in this West.
We're different.
Did I not just see. Dallas eliminated?
Yeah, I thought it was about.
They out of
there,
right?
Yeah, they out of there. Nigga, they in the 11th slot. They do. They done.
You got Minnesota and OKC. And you got the Lakers and the
Lakers in at 7 right now. Oh, no, they ain't.
They got to play the Pelicans.
They got to win, they got
to. For the play-in.
They got to win.
Then they'll see Memphis.
Yeah, they got to win.
If they win. And then the winner of that will see the one between Sacramento and Golden State. Ooh, I think that's going to be a good series, bro. Yeah.
I think Golden State going to win it. I'm taking Golden State.
But this may sound crazy.
I
can see a 7-game series.
I see that shit. If it goes 7, Sacramento will win. If it goes 7, they can win.
It's going to be an issue. And then you got Phoenix and the Clippers.
Come on, Phoenix.
You want Phoenix on that one? I can see that. Golden State waiting on Minnesota and OKC. So they'll pretty much be even one.
Yeah, I'm going to paint it.
That's crazy.
Damn. See, that crazy, though.
I got to get on it. What's called the hell?
Them look tall, too, though. And you remember a couple episodes ago, we were talking about Joker and Carmelo Anthony jersey, right?
Oh, that's who I was talking about. That's my bad. That's what I meant. Denver is waiting on Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah. You remember we were talking about that? And I was like, I know why they won't retire Carmelo number as a Denver Nugget. Because Joker won MVP as a Denver Nugget.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get it in Carmelo. That's still the jersey debate right now. Yeah. That won MVP, he solidified it, so superstar. Only superstar win MVP award, bro. Fact. Like, name a role player that won MVP award.
That is true.
I don't know no role player won MVP award. It's all superstar. Superstar win MVP award. Yep. So when he won an MVP award, that made him a NBA. You know, the dunk contest used to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? The dunk contest used to make you a superstar.
And the dunk contest, why you
like? Then it kind of died down. Like, when last time you heard about Harold Miner?
Oh, man.
They make them. That's why they were like, well, dunk contest ain't going to make you a superstar. Some of them it do, but.
It made your butt one. Matt. And then the first time, McClung. The one that just won.
I ain't no superstar.
And then making no superstar,
bro? Made Zach LaVine a superstar.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna say superstar. They made him a star. I ain't a superstar pushing.
Aaron Gordon. A star.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say
Made Nate Robinson.
But you know, then the superstar, the marquee player stopped being in dunk contest, though.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It went to something you can make your name off of. Mm-hmm. So when they stopped doing dunk contest, you had to win MVP award. You had to win either All-Star MVP or the MVP award to become a superstar in the league. And once you get that MVP, and if you don't win the MVP award, you got to win the championship.
Speaking of MVP award, I hear one former MVP about to let it go.
Who?
Dan Rose.
You might let it go?
Yeah.
Might as well, bro.
I ain't say after this season.
That made your money, my nigga. That made him money, dog. He good for the rest of his life. I'm glad, though.
You are MVP, so that will put you in the Hall of Fame.
Superstar.
Man.
That shit made that nigga superstar.
That season, my nigga. Oh, my God.
Dog, that was just year number.
Oh, my God.
That was just year number 3.
Year number 3, bro. When I tell you doing whatever the hell he wanted to do.
I ain't never seen no shit like
that. Oh, my God. That shit was so retarded, bro. I
ain't never seen no shit.
That's the one thing I do hate. I didn't get a chance to see him.
Yeah, live.
Live. Like, I've seen a lot of NBA players in my life.
I wanted to see that nigga live.
But I never got a chance to see D-Rose live.
Yeah. And Kobe. I never got to see Kobe.
Never got a chance to see Kobe live.
Yeah. Never got to see
Kobe. And I've seen other, like I've seen D-Wade, I've seen LeBron. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Seen a couple, nigga.
Seen a couple of Jermaine O'Neal when he was hot.
I mean, only Allen Iverson, the one that matters to me.
Oh my God.
That's the only one that matters to me. I don't give a fuck. I hate that
and
I didn't.
And we was in his building, yeah. My nigga.
I hate that what? I didn't see a lot of NBA players. But I like, I, as long as I got to see AI.
Oh my God, bro. 41?
Yeah, he dropped. And this shit was easy.
41, man. And he made it look so easy.
Yeah, I ain't never seen. Now, I ain't never seen no shit like this.
God, when I say he made it look easy, it was like, high school player playing against an 8-year-old. Like, yeah. He made that shit look so easy to be so small.
Now, that I will admit, I've never seen no shit like that.
Oh, in my God, life. Bro.
Like, that was like top peak of like, basketball play. You remember we went
top
to...
peak,
you
bro.
We went, you know, we went to the... to what? We went to the YMCA the day after that.
Yeah.
And we was just like, yo, I'm finna goddamn put up every goddamn point in this bitch.
I'm finna ball out of the TV.
You remember that white boy that
was
on? Oh, he that white boy cold,
wasn't he? God damn. But you know, he went to St. John. He went to St. John University.
He was a Duke transfer, bro.
He was Duke transfer. Went to St. John University. That motherfucker was cold, though.
Why he
that
cold? Hey, I ain't trying to sound... I'm not trying to sound racist, right? But I'm just going to tell y'all, I'm country.
From a hooping standpoint.
I'm country. I'm from the country. Bro, I ain't never seen no white boy play. That was my first time ever seeing a white boy play basketball like this.
Man,
that was my first time.
Smooth.
Like, it took me to go to New Jersey...
to see it.
To just play out there with, because I ain't
and don't get us wrong, we were holding our own.
Oh no, I was hooping. I did
like,
my
we
thing.
Were balling like hell, man.
I did my thing today.
Man, that white boy was cold. That white boy was cold.
Like, when like,
I give respect.
Bro,
like,
when I
ended when up, the hooping,
I ain't gonna never forget that. When I ended up out there on the floor with him, I was like, I'm going to get it white boy the ball every time.
Every time,
bro. Hell. I was like, I just come up the court and be like, bro,
do what you do, homie.
I don't even want that motherfucker. I just want to see.
I know I can do me, but I just want to watch
I just want to watch that nigga. Bro, he was, yeah.
He was busting their ass, bro.
Yeah, that was the smoothest shit I ever seen, too. He was bobbing. But, yeah.
Bro, when he got on our team.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we got to, oh, my God. We got to run. And because we already knew how to feed them just from the standpoint of we knowing the game, and we just natural hoopers. But every time we fed it,
yeah,
wipe my way to work, and we send out like.
I ain't talking about the fundamentals though.
But that's really what it was, bro. His fundamentals was so tight.
Yeah, it was tight.
His fundamentals was so tight. Oh my God.
Like, I can see it and by how he playing the ball, like he do shit like when he step into it.
He steps.
And I was just like, it ain't a half ass. He really stepping. He passed like little shit.
The little shit.
And I was like, man, that wild cold. He was cold.
Cold, man.
Yeah. Shout out to you, white boy. I don't know who the fuck you is. You probably old man now. Hell, we old man. We teenagers then. But,
yeah, cause we be on.
Yeah, that white boy was cold. I like that boy. I don't know. I wish I'd have got his name.
Yeah.
But I do remember seeing him play basketball in college on TV and shit. I remember that shit. Because I remember talking to him when we were there and all that type of shit. You know who else I saw at that gym? I don't know if you remember the TV show, but it was a TV show called Survivor. And there was a black man that was on that show. That nigga went on to do Sun Kiss commercials. Mm-hmm. That nigga was working at the goddamn YMCA. You remember that shit? Yeah. I said, hey, that white boy Cole, look, there goes the orange panel man sitting over there. I don't even think that nigga did panel commercial. I think it was Sun Kiss commercial. I told that nigga, they go to arm panel man. And nobody know who the fuck that nigga was until I was just pointing him. I'm like, man, I think that nigga was no survivor.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, bitch, you survived. You come back and work at the YMCA, nigga.
Shit was crazy. If you think about like all the people we have met.
Have you ever thought about that? I think about this shit. I've met some famous people.
A lot of people, bro.
Yeah, I have. I think about this. I'm like,
truly been blessed to meet a lot.
And then I didn't take no pictures or nothing. But it was never in the moment.
It was just like.
Yeah, it was never in the moment.
Okay.
It was never in the moment of taking pictures or nothing like that.
And I think part of it is because I feel like I can speak for the both of us. What I say is, we've never been the one to be like just outrageously starstruck when we see.
Nigga, I don't even like taking pictures. I think
you feel me, so it, like I don't mind taking a picture, but at the same time, I don't care for taking pictures.
I can't take pictures.
Like, I'll take it.
I mean, I'll take them with my kids and my family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't mind taking those.
Like, you ain't gonna catch me outside, like, taking the whole horse.
I ain't just out here 24/7.
Unless I'm doing some promo for the podcast
for sure.
Or some shit
That's
like
it.
That.
That's it. So, like, I feel like, and then too, with me, bro, I feel like it's more so with the privacy.
This little heat over here about to cook my goddamn
ass.
And it be cooking my motherfucking thigh.
But I think, you know, I try to, you know, okay, the celebrity is out. More likely that they just trying to be out and relax. So I don't want to be that person.
Damn, bro. Yeah.
You feel me? I don't want to be that person that's running up to them. And that's pretty much how I am.
That's a good explanation.
You just want to be out just to get out and relax and release. So you don't want to be hounded
by people.
By people.
That's a good explanation. I was just going to say because like I met a lot of celebrities at the time. Niggas just didn't have a bunch of cameras. Good ass cameras on your phone.
Nah, I've had good cameras. It's just
I met a lot of people at the time.
This is how I'm thinking. I don't want to just bother them because I can tell, you know, they. Well, I can't tell, but I can see that they just trying to be out.
I'd just rather be like, what happened, bro?
Yeah, you know,
I'm like,
I ain't trying to be the person that make this outrageous noise. So hey, it's such and such. Like, matter of fact, prime example.
I will say it depends on who.
This shit just recently happened. This shit just recently happened. Last month in March, we had our first AAU tournament, right?
Okay, yeah.
And we was up in South Atlanta, up there at South Gwinnett High School.
Okay. Big time tournament.
Yeah, it's home of Lou Williams High School. Shout out Lou Williams.
I think my older daughter played in tournament.
Well, Pete Diggs. I come out of it's two gyms they work in the tournament.
Yeah.
So I come out of the front gym, getting ready to walk to the back gym, getting ready for my game. I coach a high school, so come out of the gym. I'm walking down the sidewalk. Dude, walking up the road, got a fro, look great in it, on the phone. I'm curious, because I'm like, man, dude look familiar.
Yeah.
I do look real familiar. And something just told me to stop and look harder. So I did.
What?
Bro, I done literally sat here and walked past one of the greatest safeties of all time.
Ed picked your shit off. He might take that bitch to the high.
Ain't no might in it. He taking it to the high.
And he might lay
your. So here's the kicker. And this is what I like about celebrities like him. Like, they don't take their status and like,
I'm
better than you. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing that people. So this is what really did it for me. By this time, me and the police officer that's sitting in his car, because he asked me, he was like, hey man, ain't that Henry? I said, yeah. And I just realized it. So me and him talking about it, but my middle school squad coming out the door.
Yeah.
They coming out lit, so they just won a game. They ain't paying attention. And they walking out. So by the time they walked out, he done got to hit call. Get ready to get. I said, hey man. I said, y'all don't realize, y'all just walked past a Hall of Fame Super Bowl football player. Super Bowl winning football player. So they were like, who? Shit. Don't know nothing about it. Shit. They said, who? I said, Ed Reed. But tell me why these country jokers.
Oh, dang.
Ed Reed, play that, baby. Ed Reed.
Country ass nigga. Hey.
They lit. But why I say I like, why I say I respect Reed, like, he had a guy in the car by the end. Crunk up. He tapped on, pop off, I'm in the car. Threw a hand out the window. Peace sign and pulled on. Because he heard them when they said, like, they said that shit like, yeah, Reed, where you at? Baby, where you at? They hit the horn, he's like, Papa, I'm over here in the car. He threw a hand up and he pulled off. No, I said, let's see, mofo, they be the fan.
Yeah. It about that time, bro. Yeah, I had to. Yeah. We had the halfway point.
Bro, I forgot about that damn.
It's just letting us know where we at time wise. We at the halfway point.
Oh, so man.
Stop. Stop. Blowing the fucking horn. Okay.
I thought you said he wasn't coming tonight.
Nah, he him. Live in the fake, baby. That just let us know we at the halfway point, man. I think y'all sticking with it.
Yeah, I see him walk in his room.
Continuing what we were talking about anyway. That's just the halfway mark. That let us know we at 30-something minutes. So, we appreciate y'all. We had to change the music vibe. But you know what, now I met a lot of celebrities without having a cell phone good enough to just tell. But then again, I met some celebrities without having a fucking iPhone right there in my hand. Now, I will tell you a story that happened to somebody and it didn't happen to me, because,
like, I've had words.
Ain't no way in the fuck. It's like some celebrities, like, ain't no way in the fuck I'm not gonna try to get a bitch. Like, if I pop up on. Okay, let me tell you a story. So, I hope Chuck listened to the episode because he finally made it to the podcast.
Shout out my boy Chuck.
Oh, so, okay. Still, yeah, you know. Chuck. Okay.
That's my shout o'clock partner. Yeah. Can't shout out on him. Shout o'clock.
So, shout out my brother in law, Chuck. Hey, Chuck Larry, my dog. So he called me one day. Bro, you'll never guess who I met. I said, ooh, shit. Nigga, I just met Michael Jordan and Danny Rodman. I said, no fuck you did, man. He said, bro, I was in the Big and Tall store. You know they up there in the city. You know what I'm saying? Where it's everybody everywhere. You feel me? And he was like, I was in there, and he was like, it was just me and another dude in the store. He was like, me and Dave, bro. He said, a big ass truck pull up, boom. He said, them niggas get out. He said, both of them. He said, it's Dennis Rodman and Michael Jordan. He said, nigga, they together. He said, they was smoking cigars. He said, they walked in the store. He said, they ain't even putting them shits out. They just kept smoking the cigars in the store. Well, he said, now I'm in the store like, nigga, is that Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman together? Like, getting out the same truck, walking in, but. I think Jordan was having some kind of golf tournament, and then Robin was doing something at Lennon Mall, and you know why he was there, he linked up with Jordan.
It makes sense.
They were coming in that store to get some golf shirts and shit on the fly, but then he said, man, then Robin dressed like, boom! He had on some regular ass socks, he had some fresh ass shoes on, but he had on like a jersey. But he was like, you can tell the nigga worth some money though.
Like, boom.
And we said, but you can tell the nigga worth some money though. And I was like, okay, I like the story, but did you get a picture? That nigga said, Man, no. I said, that's okay. But maybe, you know, you ain't want to jet. He was like, yeah, hold on, it get worse. I said, what? And he said, they asked us if we want to get a picture with them. I said, fuck! Come on, in
it.
What is
you like 340 picture. Click, click, click,
bro,
click, click.
Bro, you know, the iPhone's just going to hold it.
Fuck that. We been doing video.
Bro, me and MJ, bro. Me and MJ, bro.
Live and direct, bro.
I got it.
With the greatest.
If I'm in the presence, I gotta get that picture of MJ. If he offer, I ain't gonna be like MJ getting in the picture. I ain't gonna do that.
Picture and a video.
But if I'm just sitting over there and he behind me or some shit, I'm finna snap that picture.
Right, man.
I don't give a fuck if you like it or not, my dude.
I'm clicking this.
Why?
Dang. I'm in the facility of
But he said they added that they wanna get a picture.
Like, yes.
So I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I'm like, hell yeah.
What? All these goddamn joints I done bought, my nigga. I'd have been in there
if
it was like two, three, my nigga. Two, three.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck slipped on that
one. I gotta keep him up, my boy.
He slipped on that
one. And they just from man to man, my boy. This is all love.
He slipped on. He know I'm gonna give him hell about it every time I think about it.
Stupid hell for that one.
I know.
That was my dog, though.
I get it, though.
I get what he's acting up. Look, I done sneezed off this shit. That shit just...
it make you do that. I get what he was coming from, too, though. Maybe he was starstruck.
No, damn that.
He could be starstruck, you know?
Yeah, but you asked me.
Yeah, if you ask me, I'm going to be out here.
Do I want a picture?
This song
I want a picture.
I'm going to get this bitch printed out.
A picture and a video. Just so they'll know, this shit was real. Like... Say hey.
I meant to go.
Say something. Let these motherfuckers know you.
Not the go, two goals. Yeah, Dennis Rodman and Michael Jordan. Now right. I done met some people though. But I ain't never
the greatest rebounder.
I ain't met no shit like that.
You feel me?
I ain't
the
never
greatest
met no shit
rebounder
like
in, of all time. And then you got the goat.
Go, bro. It's Jordan, dog.
Come on, man.
I told Chuck. I said, Chuck.
And you don't want this picture?
Hey, I said, Chuck, I bet you had some.
You don't know your soul.
Get what I told him. I said, Chuck, I bet you had some Jordan on when you saw that nigga.
Right.
Oh, I bet you had some.
No, he had some fresh air, Jay.
I bet you had some Jordan on when you saw that nigga, dog. I'd have got that picture. I ain't never met nobody like that. Not like that. I met some people, though. Like, I met Sierra. Before she was like, she had a record deal.
Yeah.
Song went out yet.
Let's not talk about how you met her though. I might have been
one of the first people to hear that song, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I might have been one of the first people to hear that song. Because other than me, it was probably people in her close circle and Jazz Fake Close Circle.
Yeah,
that I heard the song, but I was just around a mad nigga, and I would like be telling her calls and shit. Bro, new G played that shit, but it wasn't the radio version. It was a version with T.I. It was goodies with T.I.,
yeah.
Which I think later came out, if I'm not mistaken. I thought that version came out later, like after the song had
unbleeded.
I mean, P was on the song that came out. I'm talking about, didn't they release the version of T.I. on it? I thought I had heard that somewhere. But, yeah, I met her and she played it for me. And I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Not every day you meet somebody that know T.I.
Oh, damn well.
Yeah, dog, you just said, I'm like, dude, you need to slow down on that shit. Well, you a grown ass man.
But
how the fuck I'm gonna tell you slow down? You at home, nigga. I'm the nigga that gotta drive. I need to slow the fuck down. I'm like, shit.
That nigga show done started.
Yeah, that nigga killing that bitch. Man, go get your refill, man.
Y'all, I'll be right back. I'm gonna get a refill.
Get that nigga a horn.
Y'all put on well.
He gotta get a horn for that one. Oh, nah, he don't need a refill. That nigga need a, hey. That nigga need a pause.
Bro, tell that nigga to
stop. I ain't getting home.
Bro, stop, bro. Nobody want to hear this.
All right, bro. You had to get the phone.
Yeah. I thought you said you weren't coming tonight, bro.
I'm saying, bro. You had. The way you come
no,
out.
You said you weren't coming tonight, bro.
Pop. 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 Please. Pop. You hear yourself? Pop. Pop.
Bro, you said you weren't going to be here.
He won't.
Hey, cool.
Hey, man.
Neither one of y'all. You call him.
GSA podcast. They high go down on the record, man. While we do this smile information, I want to give a shout out. Most and foremost, all the people who've been listening to the podcast, all of y'all mean something to us. Dig, doing it visual. Maybe YouTube will keep us on. Maybe they'll give us a lot of help. We did a test run. It was all right. Shout out to Teddy with the Teddy Fit Vibe. Shout out to her. If we'll give out the social medias after show. Shout out to Teddy. She's doing a big thing. Lifting all the weights in the gym. Shout out to Coastal's Ashtray on the intermission tip. Coastal's Ashtray, probably one of the best podcasts that on streaming and in YouTube right now. Up and coming brothers, real strong topics, real strong thoughts. And plus they my partner, so yeah. Shout out to you. Taking that nigga a long time to get something. But about Bodego, don't tell him I said it. You gotta slow down, champ. This ain't drink, champ. It ain't drink, champ. It ain't posters and ad trade. But yeah, I met Sierra and I met a couple of football players.
Yeah.
They some cool black niggas. I guess I know why people put celebrities on pedestals. Because you're a fan. Some people fan out. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just like the 40-year-old lady when she get to Disney World, she just break out and start crying. You know what I'm saying? Just a super fan.
Disney World?
Yeah, boy, I saw that. Boy, you see that shit? Boy, it be grown motherfucker there with no children, bro. Like, no children. They just there. They just it's Disney World because you feel me? They love that shit. Like, they are true. They are what you truly call a fan. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way with, you can't post. You definitely can't post none of that shit. I don't even know what you were thinking when you did it. It's gonna be some seal. I gotta learn to edit. It's gonna be a cut and it's gonna jump. It's gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like this. They gonna be like, damn, we're two different scenes.
What, these niggas
they fan be like that. You know, what's WWE got fan like that? Motherfucker might not have no children. You know, we love wrestling when we were kids.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker who... Tell me, go Disney World. I guarantee you gonna see a 40-year-old white woman crying when she meet me and my hugging him and taking pictures and shit. Just how it go, bro.
I ain't
my nigga, I watched a documentary on that shit.
I ain't trying to meet that nigga, though.
Who, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Fuck, you gotta get Mickey Mouse, bro.
Nothing.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna say you better not do Mickey Mouse like you did Oprah.
Nah.
God damn. Mickey Mouse, dude. All that nigga did was say, hey, hello, that's it.
Nah,
nigga,
I ain't got nothing against Mickey. Shout out to Mickey and Mickey.
But it be people like that that did. They fan out. They just, they fans. They are what you, that's the true definition of.
I'm more of MGM Universal.
I deal with everybody little Mickey Mouse.
I mean, I like Mickey Mouse. Don't get me wrong.
You know what crazy though? I'm like you though, right? I mean, you grow up because you know who Mickey Mouse and shit is, right? Because it's like a part of pop culture.
Right.
Like, he's in your face before
Yeah.
You know who Mickey Mouse is before you know who your damn mama name. You know what I'm saying? You know, damn, that Mickey Mouse right there. Who, oh, yeah, that's mama. That's mama. My bad. Mama, Mickey Mouse, mama. You be trying to introduce him and shit. But that corporation is so low. That shit came out in like the 30s or 40s or some shit, man. Yeah. That shit's old, bro. Yeah, old. That's why them fans be like, because that shit done been with a generation of people since they were babies, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's crazy, though. When you see that shit, you go to Disney World, you be like, damn, it's a lot of fucking adults in this motherfucker. What are you? We the only niggas with children walking around. No,
I'll never forget
that.
It's a bunch of children.
So people got fans like that. I ain't gonna fan out on no celebrity like that, though. That's not no goddamn Mickey Mouse. Bitch, he can't even talk back to you. What you fan
about? I can go there and don't have to meet.
No, I ain't got
to. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I do because I have kids.
Let me go to MGM. See, I got one too, but mine 13, so mine.
Oh, man, that nigga grown ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Mine,
at 13, them
mine
grown.
Mine would be more Universal MGM studio.
Yeah. We got them virtual ass.
We
got some virtual ass. I got some around their age too, so I know they some virtual ass niggas. Mm-hmm. Everything is virtual. Yeah. If they ain't playing the real basketball, they playing it on the game. You feel me? They some virtual ass niggas. Ain't no in between. Ain't no in between for them. So, but yeah, yeah, but them fans, I ain't gonna fan out like that though. Not like that. But if I see Michael Jordan and then Rob, I'm gonna be like, let me get the picture too.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna ask what's all they do.
But I can't see myself fanning out on anything too crazy like that. I can't be, oh shit, my nigga, they ain't nigga. No, I'm like, what happened, man? I done met a lot of people like that.
Well, hey man, y'all come on with
the
picture, man.
I done met a lot of people and just be like, hey, what happened to such and such? And then they be like, it seems like they appreciate that shit more.
Yeah.
Like, then.
I met Candace and her. I met, well, not necessarily met, walked right past their ass and spoke to them.
And then I done met celebrities and didn't even realize who the fuck they was until they say something to me, until they be like, hey, how you doing? I'll be like,
Debo.
I'd be like, man, I know Debo.
Man, Debo. We was at the game with Pam.
Yeah.
The Philly game.
Tashina
Arnold. Yeah, we was at the game with Pam.
Yeah. That was crazy because she looked
fat right below us.
Yeah, she looked the exact same as she did. You know how you see some people away from TV and you be like, they don't look fine, but she looked exactly
the same.
Yeah, that's crazy. I done met a lot of celebrities in the past. But see, I done met celebrities in clubs and shit too, though.
I done hooped with Josh Mills. I done hooped with AC Law. I done hooped with Sharif.
See, them they just regular, them hooping and football players, them niggas just ain't celebrities. Them just regular ass niggas who play sports and get paid a lot of money. You feel? Because they just everyday ass niggas, dog. Like, that's how, what's his name was? Charles Grant, the coolest football player I ever met. Ever.
Yeah.
Shout out to Charles Grant. That nigga, that was cool as shit. But yeah, I mean, he ain't cool. Man, a lot of people. A lot of them, but I'm about like you. I ain't one of them people to just, hey, man, I ain't gonna get a shake my hand and shit. Nah.
I
just like
to me, they human just like I
am. I just like to be able to say, I met that person, or I saw that person in college.
Yeah. Just like now, I can say, I've seen Ed Reed,
you know,
in person.
You know what that shit is? Equivalent of. That's just how little kids feel when they go to Disney World. And Mickey Mouse, they might not meet Mickey Mouse, but yeah, during that parade, Mickey Mouse might look at them and wave directly at them.
But see, that's just.
My child saw Mickey Mouse that one fucking time in that parade, and now he swear, Mickey Mouse. know him because he waved at me though. He waved at me. Daisy waved at me. Many waved. Like they, like you had a personal connection, and all they did was just turn to you and do like that. But I get. Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I need to do with celebrity if I ever meet one. I ain't got them.
That's like, I want, she's really look good. She looks like a little niece. For a day. Family just went to Disney. Had a Disney trip. Little girl, she's like two or three. And she said a whole time she was asleep.
At Disney?
She was asleep this particular day. Mm-hmm. She was asleep. And she was getting ready to, take her to Mickey Mouse and Minnie.
Oh, she was doing that. That was, that line be so funny.
You feel? But that was like the whole time she was asleep. Like, they got ready to get close to, you know, her time to go. So they woke her up. She finally woke up and, you know, just didn't realize what was going on. So as soon as they put on the floor, feet hit the ground. Boom, gone. She went into it just like
that. Mickey Mouse. That's what I call the Mickey Mouse effect.
Wake up to that. Like, you wake up like, oh, shit, hold on. Then what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
It's that time, bro. We had the 51 minute mark. You can't keep talking forever. Hey, get this point.
You have to stop queuing this nigga to
try. You're doing this job. He on this shit today. Blow your horn, little horn, man. Blow your motherfucking horn.
Oh, boy. I can't keep doing this.
It fade.
I done dropped a split.
That shit killed me every time it fade out of the end. Like, he just been. The fucked up part is, you know what that shit is called? Sounds dog. I guess I'm just a dog ass nigga because I'm a little bit home. But. Because that shit is fucking genius.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's 58, man. He's efficient. He hit you at the 30 minute. He hit you at the 50 minute mark. That's all he, hey. Can't ask
he
none
that shit. I give him that.
Can't
he
ask none shit. Better than that, man.
You right. You right.
Hey, this whole show today took a weird turn. How the fuck did we end up talking about celebrities when we were talking about NBA when we started off?
So,
it got
turn.
Oh, hold on. Get that shit out, man. You alright? Need a pause? Can you get a pause? Oh, we knew he needed a pause.
Yo, <Yours.
laughs> give it back to him.
Took a turn to the left.
It did take a turn. I think we gotta stop drinking this shit.
But it was right.
That was right. Whatever the fuck it is, right. I gotta drive home. I'm not gonna drink no more of this shit. Like, you went through your shit like a big goat from goddamn. From a quick trip or some shit. Are we even drinking the same shit? I don't even know if you're drinking. Because I'm drinking mine like, what the hell is in here? But I'm not going to rush this. That nigga swallowed that bitch in two pools. Like. It was gone. And he's going to pick up his shit like, huh? I'm light. Nah, I mean, you drunk that shit. I sat here and watched you. I'm over here taking baby sips. I enjoy it. It's delicious. But I was man, I had the spliff. So I'm like,
oh, man.
I sat there and watched that nigga down that bitch. But it's good though, cause we conversate, but I'm like, you gonna keep drinking that shit? Nah, bruh. And they gonna take his ass in there and go to sleep.
He gonna go to sleep.
That nigga gonna go to sleep. He gonna wake up, it's gonna be tomorrow. It's Easter. Oh, it's Easter Sunday. Oh. Yeah. You hit that guy too. Wow. Hey, you see where I'm at though, right? Nah. It's good. I don't know what is it?
Shout
out to Tito. Oh, okay, old Tito. I didn't know. But I was like, nah, sir, I'm not gonna drink that like that. I said, that nigga better than me.
Oh, man.
I said, he is better than me, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, man. Great. This show took a weird turn. Fun time, though.
Yeah.
I just explained to you what you were doing, and you go right back to doing it. Man, niggas don't give a fuck no more. Niggas don't give a fuck no more. I told him, he just gonna go pick up the cup again. And he don't, like, I'm taking sips. That nigga take gulp. You know how you get a big gulp and you just pull on it? That's what he doing. I'm watching it. It go, bro. I'm like, damn, bro, he just gonna drink it like that?
Oh, man.
Hey, it's the weekend. Power sip. That nigga sip that shit like a goddamn smoothie from a health bar, man. Big ass boy. Like, what? Nah, man. I ain't getting tricked off the streets using this shit, him. It's that powerful. Anyway. That shit sting me every time I sip it. That shit hurt my chest. Anyway, man, we at the point we gotta give these shout out. We gotta get out of social medias. You know where you can catch us at? You can catch us at the DSA_podcast on Instagram. Just type it in, you'll see the illustration pop up. It'll be myself, him, the beautiful Teddy. Shout out to Teddy, which I gave a shout out during the intermission because Power would go up over here wanting to drink all the liquor. He's starting up. He's starting to call. But yeah, shout out to Teddy. Let me get that right. Hit her and it's Teddy Bitch. That's the Instagram. That's in my head, that's how it sounds. That's the Instagram for Teddy. It's Teddy Bitch. But go check her out on Instagram. You'll enjoy the workout stuff she do, man. Check her out. Give me social media.
Okay.
You want me to do it?
Uh-oh.
You got it?
Man, you are.
You drunk all that shit. That shit got you in a chokehold. Got you. You got about 2 minutes.
Oh man. And you already know, man. You can find me at your country cousin, man. IG, Twitter at LBoogie82. That's about it, man. Yeah.
Hey, check out the brand page at BrillXIgno on Instagram. We got some dope shit coming out of sweatshirts, hoodies,
wet t-shirts.
Shout out once again to the Coast and the Air Trade Podcast. My favorite podcast to listen to when I'm just chilling, man. If it ain't the DSA podcast, it's the Coast and the Air Trade Podcast. Shout out to Country and Slim. Shout out to that boy King Elway. He hooked me my son up with the freshest haircut in the world today. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man. We appreciate y'all listening to the all 14 of you motherfuckers that been listening. All 14 of you motherfuckers. We
appreciate all 14 of you motherfuckers.
But, that's hey. Love. It's DSA podcast, man. Yes, y'all know what time it is.
Yes, Lord.
DSA podcast, and we are.
Oh.
We out, y'all.
We out, man. This.
Be right though.